KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An economist says there was another way to balance the books. Ntokozo Nzamande feels the finance minister missed an opportunity to tap into big business instead of burdening ordinary South Africans with a VAT hike.
If you compare in terms of the corporate taxes, that's where the minister should have maybe raised the taxes. Because in terms of the corporate taxes, we are currently sitting at 27%. I know that it's still high compared to our partners, but I think that's the pocket that the minister should have used.
National Treasury has proposed raising value-added tax from 15% to 16% over the next 2 years. Presenting his revised budget in Parliament yesterday, Minister Ina Kodongwana announced a 0.5 percentage point increase for this year. GNU partner, the DA, has slammed the move, saying it won't back the proposal. The MK party outright rejected it, while trade unions warn the poor will bear the brunt. Nzamande, however, believes that overall, the budget was fair and balanced.
Currently, we are owing too much. As he alluded that we are paying about a 22 cent for every rand that we make in revenue. It goes towards servicing the cost. So meaning that we need to find a way to stabilize our budget. We need to find a way to reduce the government debt. And at the same time, we must support the people. The government has to take care of the people. And that's exactly what the minister tried to do, to say, how do we support the people while stabilizing our budget, while stabilizing our debt?
Meanwhile, South Africans will have to dig a little deeper into their pockets for alcohol and cigarettes. The government's increasing excise duties above the expected inflation rate. Alcohol taxes will rise by 6%, while the price of tobacco will increase by 4% for cigarettes, cigarette tobacco and vaping products. Treasury says the adjustments will take effect from the 1st of April. Wine and beer could be taxed differently, with consultations on a new alcohol tax structure in the works. Now, in other news, pet owners in KZN are being reminded to vaccinate their animals to prevent the spread of rabies. Officials in Maritzburg have picked up another case, bringing the number of confirmed reports since January in the province to 22. Cases had been reported in Hillcrest and Chaka's Kraal earlier. Last year, the National Institute for Communicable Diseases said it was concerned about the rise in infections in the province after detecting cases in Umlazi, Inanda and Richmond. And the U.S. president has claimed Ireland is taking economic advantage of the U.S. Donald Trump made the remarks during a meeting with the prime minister. Ireland exports more into the U.S. than it imports from there. Trump claims it's imbalances like that which led to new trade tariffs of 25% on steel and aluminium imports. Meanwhile, he's vowed to respond after the EU and Canada announced retaliatory tariffs. Back home, Durban and Maritzburg reaching a high of 28 degrees today, Richards Bay 31. We have two weather warnings from forecasters. A level 4 severe thunderstorm alert is in place over most parts of KZN. Then an orange level 6 warning has been sent off for disruptive rain over the southeastern parts of the province. We can expect heavy downpours, hail, damaging winds and severe lightning. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Two KZN teams play One Day Cup finals this weekend. Durban City were held at home while Kaizer Chiefs took victory and Aston Villa book a PSG quarterfinal.